today's gospel marks the third time Jesus has appeared to his apostles. This gospel is so chock full of meanings, it could make your head swim just trying to narrow the list. The appearance of Jesus, while significant in itself, is not the primary event. The primary event really centers on Jesus' three commands to Simon Peter and to all of us as well. On Thanksgiving morning, 1969, news reports shattered whatever joyous celebrations had been planned for that day. The reports told of an incomprehensible story that literally stunned our entire community. On Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, 9-year-old Bobby Ellis was found dead by social workers at his home on Eddy Street, in bed, surrounded by his five sisters. Bobby's death was due to malnutrition, and his siblings were facing the same fate. He weighed just 20 pounds, less than one-third the weight of an average boy his age. Later, many would recount how they could barely eat a Thanksgiving meal, and many did not. On Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, this community literally exploded into action. Community and faith leaders cast aside what divided them and joined into a united effort to feed God's lambs, hoping to ensure something like this would never, ever happen again. Starting in the basement of what is now known as St. John Day Center, huge amounts of food was being donated, and Father Jack Jones, the pastor of St. John's at the time, used his pickup truck to deliver that food to smaller pantries and soup kitchens throughout the city. This was the birth of Dare to Care. Today, that organization has a 75,000 square foot warehouse and distributes food to some 13 counties in Kentucky and southern Indiana. But they are not alone by any means. Catholic Charities and scores of other social service providers spend each and every day working in their own programs or filling a void when they notice a void is there. But while that rallying cry in 1969 resulted in close to a miraculous response, there were many unheralded ministries already in place, some of which had been feeding God's sheep for decades and decades. On this very ground, since the Great Depression, this faith-based community and its leaders has provided something to eat for millions in need. Our daily cathedral lunch program provides over 40,000 meals annually. And you know, in many ways, provides a ray of caring hope to some who feel that there is no hope in their life whatsoever. Have we solved hunger in our community? Of course not. but we have made great strides. And we'll continue those efforts in the future. Now, with that said, there's a new challenge facing us today. A huge challenge that does not have an easy answer and cannot be resolved with the wave of a magic wand. The challenge I speak of is the plight of the homeless. And it is something that should be on our minds and foremost in our prayers. I grew up with Eric Friedlander, the city's director of resilience and community services. Since childhood and to this very day, we consider ourselves to be brothers, blood or not. I will tell you this. Eric has human compassion flowing through every single vein in his body. But in a recent dinner conversation, I succinctly noticed a great frustration in his voice. While stating that he loved his job, the frustration was rooted in the fact that the homeless situation is a paradox of issues, many that are in direct conflict with finding a solution. Cleaning out one homeless camp almost always results in those finding another place to pitch their tents. Attempting to lead those who are addicted to healing help all on deaf ears. Establishing additional shelter beds, including the recent move to establish a low barrier shelter, only serves those who agree to go to the building. Many simply want a place to stay outdoors to continue what they call their adopted lifestyle. And now, most recently, the city's budget challenges threaten to remove what little funding that has been allocated to deal with this situation. Mayor Greg Fisher recently issued a call to arms for each one of us to step up to the plate. And I quote, "This is an area where we need the public to step up. People are rightfully concerned and distressed over homelessness, just as we are here. But when you have a budget that's being cut and cut and cut, there's not money to deal with that. But the private sector, churches, houses of worship, and individuals, I hope they look at this and say, we can do more. That kind of assistance is what we need, both from citizens and companies, when we have a lean budget like we do now." End quote. The truth be known, the mayor's statement could have been much shorter. He could have simply quoted Christ's third charge.